There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big. The McRib is back. And you're listening to Hey Fam.
Hey Fam, welcome to Hey Fam. My name is Fast. His name is Furious. And this
we're
is
Fam. Tonight we're Hey Familiar.
Hey Fam 9.
Yeah,
the trailer. This is the trailer for the ninth episode of Hey Fam.
Yeah, ninth.
We have presents to unwrap,
metaphorically and physically.
Yeah, we've got the presents of content in the world that we're going to unwrap.
The annual,
for you.
Well, the weekly. You know what I always get confused about? Bi-weekly, because sometimes isn't it one of those like ambidextrous phrases where it also means twice a week but also once a fortnight?
I don't buy into the SJW nonsense.
Yeah, I know, but for 1 minute, can you stop? Can you put that red pill down?
No, isn't it like fortnightly means every
No,
every
Fortnite
2 weeks.
Is a third-person battle royale.
Of course. And you know that's the content I'm all about.
And you know Tomato Town, I've still just gotten over it. I think...
Rest in peace.
If someone says like biannually...
It's cool to see.
Does it mean it comes out twice a year or every 2 years?
Biannually.
Let's find out. What does bi-weekly mean? I don't know. I just want to know.
As an adjective, it means done, produced, or occurring every 2 weeks or twice a week.
See?
Oh, so it means both.
Yeah, I hate it. I thought that was the case. I really don't like it. That's why let's bring Fortnite in and let's drop GHT and make it the game.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. It's cool to see all of the
Fortnite should be every day. That should also mean every day because I'm logging on. And dropping from that battle
absolutely,
bus
yeah.
on the
with the boys
on the
Reg. With Reggie
me Reggie
on the Reg
me Reggie and just trying to think of famous the
Snoop
bus
Dogg.
From Speed oh and Snoop Dogg
he's my favorite gamer Wiz Khalifa that was great when he was just at E3 all the time
oh yeah
E3 is coming back Angus
thank God
that's online only but hopefully they'll cut to Wiz Khalifa via webcam.
Who was it? Lupe Fiasco was like a champion Street Fighter 2 or 4.
That's cool. Gamer. That's actually cool.
Yeah. That's like, that's...
It always cut to like Snoop Dogg playing like COD while smoking a big blunt and just being shit at it.
And you're just like, who's this for?
Yeah.
Is this for Snoop Dogg? Is it for EA? Do EA make COD or something? I don't know.
Activision is
Activision.
COD.
Yeah.
I was saying it's walking through the city today and all the flags are at half mast in honor of the victims of Tomato Town.
Really, that's so sad to see that. Well, no, I'm glad that it's finally getting the recognition it deserves.
I mean, a lot of lives lost.
Yeah. Were they really at half mast?
Yeah, for Prince Philip. He's not a prince. What is he? Yeah, I guess he's a prince. Is he a prince?
My man, Philip.
Okay, my wife knows. B knows.
My man's Philip.
He's the monarchist of the family.
Phil. Big Phil.
Big Phil. Ugly Phil.
Red Phil. I got red Phil.
We had a... there was like a shock jock. I grew up.
Yeah,
do you have Ugly Phil?
I mean, I didn't have him, but I knew I was aware of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it. I knew that he was mad. I do know recently because of a wiki dive I went on when I should have been doing anything else. He was once married to Jackie O, the now shock jock.
Yep.
Jackie O. She a shock jock, would you say?
And now Jackie O is not married to Kyle. No.
No.
Just a co-host of his.
She's married to Mr. O.
Yeah, it's weird. All the flags, even like the indigenous flag is flying at half mast for Prince Philip at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Like, I mean, that's pretty shit for indigenous people.
How long's he been dead for?
Like, there's no like
He's been dead for like a week, right?
4 days.
Get that flag back up. Days?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't even put it at half-mast.
I think that you're meant to leave it at half-mast until the funeral.
What was I thinking?
Yeah, RIP DMX.
Yeah. Who?
DMX.
I thought you said DMRX.
DMRX.
Like digital rights management.
Yeah, I don't believe in it anymore. I gave it up.
I gave up that. I gave up biannual, biweekly.
Yeah. Yep.
Tomato towning. Fuck, I thought of something. Oh, that's all right. It'll come up later.
Prince Philip gave his life.
Prince Ugly Philip.
At Tomato Town.
He was the Duke of Tomato Town. He chug-jugged, but I guess they call it a kettle there or something. Yeah. What do they call it?
Like, well, what chug? Like
what is a jug? Is that like tits or like, no, that's like, jug's like an American
chug
term.
Chug-jug, is that like one of the victory dances you do at the end of
it? I think chug-jug is something that like restores your health.
Right, okay, sure.
I think.
Chug-jug with me.
Because I was,
learning the words to that song.
No, I was much like Prince Philip, you know, would dip into Australia every now and then and explore our fascinating continent. I was too privy to Tomato Town and all of its glory because I went to the Royal Easter Show this weekend, and it is essentially a giant Paddy's Market, and just the amount of bootleg stuff is funny. Like,
oh, yeah.
So much Fortnite and Among Us, like bootleg. It's funny they're playing like, is this licensed or not licensed merchandise?
Yeah, like because there's a you can just get away with murder.
I saw like
murder,
a cheese like on a stick fan, and all on it just said Smurfs 2, and it's from it's like the live action hybrid 3D animated film Smurfs 2, and I'm like, no kid who is into Smurfs has seen that because it's like 10 years old. Well, they probably have seen it, but it's not like, you know, an all-timer.
Did you get me a show bag?
No.
Dude.
Because I was like, do you want one? And you were like, yeah. And then you didn't tell me which one.
I was excited to just get it.
I just got one.
I wanted that gag magic.
Yeah, I got the Garfield one. It was really good.
Yeah, that's in the hats.
It's really good. Yeah.
Pretty sick.
I wore everything on Monday in my first meeting. I had the towel wrapped around me, the cap, the mug, the socks. It was very, very goth in
Reebok. Is it just kind of like, I hate Mondays kind of shit?
It's, that's the vibe. The socks say Mondays. The, like, I'm sure the coffee mug says something about, like, don't speak to me until I've had my coffee. Actually, it comes with a, like a tumbler, a glass, and a, like a plastic
website.
Cup.
Website.
And I think Garfield. It says on that, Tumblr. Don't speak to me till I've had my coffee. And the coffee mug doesn't say that, which is kind of kind of cool and offbeat, much like the Garfield himself.
You know, Garfield always chugging coffee in that cartoon strip.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, but there's an alarming amount of Fortnite. Not alarming. It's funny because all the tickets you get there are like for last year's because it just was on hold. So it's a really good indication of what
course,
was happening
just be
last
like,
year.
Yeah, like year-old merchandise.
Yeah, yeah, it was really funny. It was like going back in time a year. It was really crazy. So Chug Jug looks like that.
Okay, right. So it's a power, like a health,
yeah,
health power-up.
It is a legendary consumable healing item. It takes 15 seconds to consume and grants a player full health and full shield. It cannot be stacked like the Storm Flip. And the Storm Flip is an epic utility item.
Could you buy like life-size replicas of Chug Jugs
yeah,
at the Easter
you could.
Show?
That's I remember they were like prizes, I think, on
things.
And that's where I was like, I noticed it had like a Fortnite sign on it. And then I put two and two together and realized it was Chug Jug.
At seven,
they had the most random array of like plush toys. Because you know how like, I guess they all go to the same like Alibaba site or whatever and buy like this year's plush toys.
Sure.
Like, there was a Disney one. There was a thing called, like, the Disney, like, Laughing Clown. And I'm like, this has nothing to do with Disney. Like, there was Superman. It's just so funny that, like, these carnies can still roll in and, like, fuck copyright. And I love that. It's so rare to find now in this, like, homogenized media landscape.
Do you know what the new, like, fidget spinners are?
Yeah, the Bubble Pop simulation. Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't feel anything like Bubble Pop.
Yeah, so it's like these big, I guess it's a silicon... almost
yeah,
like an ice
silicon.
Cube
it looks
tray.
Like an ice cube tray. Yeah,
yeah. And my kids have one. One's a love heart. The other one's like a
they're fucking stupid man.
Slightly smaller.
That's when you start thinking like corporal punishment isn't too bad. When you
but
start
like,
seeing that stuff out on.
We went and visited our friends, and they have three kids, and they all had like they had like 10 of these. I don't know what they're
why?
Called.
Why they're not fun?
And they were like, let's go to Paddy's Markets. They live in Chinatown. Let's go to Paddy's Markets and get some. And
they're
my
not
kids
good.
Were like so on board and like so excited to get them. And now Archie.
I was Archie's walking around going, his... it is the biggest scam. It is this year's adult coloring in book. Archie's like, I'm just like, congratulations to the idiot who came up with that.
Archie's convinced his teacher that he's allowed to use it for like, because he is like a fidgeter. So he just plays with it in class now.
I hate that for you and him.
So funny.
I'm going to make him watch a Lord of the Rings movie because they're really long.
Well, you better buy 10 of these
man, that stress sucks.
Poppers.
Where is he? Is he asleep?
Probably not. I gave him a bunch of comics to read.
I might go in there and like put a pillowcase over his head and drag him to my house and make him watch movies. Like what they did to Paris Hilton, except not the movie part. You haven't seen that, have you? The Paris doco?
No.
It's really good.
Good doco?
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's like explains her deal. She's like a character. You see her like speak normally, and then when she like freaks out, she puts on that squeaky voice and acts dumb. It's kind of bizarre.
And so the real life Paris Hilton can also mix?
No, that's all terrible.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but she was like kidnapped by like her parents arranged for her to be like kidnapped for like a boot camp at 16. Where she had to like go to like a hospital and take like medication daily and stuff.
Do you remember that Alicia Silverstone movie where she gets kidnapped and then falls in love with her kidnapper called Excess Baggage?
Yeah, it was like I have seen that. It was like the one that came out after Clueless.
Yeah, yeah, late 90s movie.
Yeah.
I wonder who the director of that was.
Was it Joel Schumacher? No, he made one before with her. Actually, he cast her in heaps. She was like a muse for Schumacher.
R.I.P. to another goat. I mean, the Flogs were at half mast for 2 weeks when Schumacher died. Australians.
Call me when that happens. She was in The Crush, which was by Schumacher. I remember that.
1997 has a 32% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It was one of the movies that was on Foxtel when I got it.
Rotten Tomato Town. That's where you find me at reviewing shit.
Man, crazy cast.
Hideaway? What's the Hideaway?
Alicia Silverstone, Benicio Del Toro.
Big Dickio Del Toro.
Christopher Walken and Harry Connick Jr.
What a cast.
That's bonkers.
Imagine the crafts and services in between takes.
Marco Brambilla is an Italian-Canadian director who also did...
She was in Killing of a Sacred Deer. That's right. And Tropic Thunder.
This guy's done some... This guy directed the Power video clip by Kanye West.
That's a great video. Which video?
The guy who directed Excess Baggage and Demolition Man. That's so funny.
That's tight.
Yeah, super tight. You know what else is tight, Angus? Getting presents from our listeners because we did a call out. We want the two of us want to own the largest collection of Son of the Mask
merchandise. I think we already do, but I want to see it grow.
Yeah, I want it to be like no competition.
Man, I did something really funny the other day. I decided, because I bought the film, remember, back in the day?
Yeah, yeah, the DVD.
Yeah. Well, no, before I received the DVD, I have the digital copy.
Oh, of course. Yeah, right.
Yeah, just because I think it was like $4 more than renting it. Yep. And I was like, this might come in handy. And for the first time, I just watched the scene with subtitles on it and added this like extra layer of absurdity.
So, yeah, you got to see all of his enigmatically grunts, acted his, scenes.
His AR recorded.
Yeah, yeah.
it's insane. Like, someone typed those out and put them on this movie and time-coded it.
So, you put the movie on, fast-forward to that scene, watch that scene, and then turn it off?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've only watched other scenes once. I've watched that scene, well into triple digits. Maybe quadruple digits soon.
So we got a gift, a big box came from America this week.
Who's this from? It's nice handwriting.
This one comes from John.
John.
Do
you want to tap his surname in Morse code?
Just whispered your name. Do you know that, remember that song?
No.
Harry Connick Jr.
No, I only know. He's got the same name as a guy from the Excess Baggage.
That's from The Mask.
Oh, is it?
I only whispered your name.
What scene?
It's like on the soundtrack, and the film, the film clip had when they used to have songs attached to movies, and they'd just put bits from the clip in there.
I like when they would get the actors and then just do shit in the music video.
Yes, true.
That was always fun, and sometimes it was confusing, a la Teenage Dirtbag by Weezer, because they had the lead Jason actors, Biggs in it. Yeah. But none of those scenes are in the movie, and it's a completely different.
Because Mina Savari sings the high pitched part of Teenage Dirtbag,
on stage,
right?
Yeah, and none of that happens.
And then I remember that led to our entire generation being surprised. Oh wait, that's actually the lead singer of Weezer, who's male,
who can hit them high notes.
Yeah,
yeah. Which I think stolen valor from Mina Savari's POV. And my POV.
So here's a note that came with this big box.
That's more of a letter. A note to me is like a post-it size. This is an A4. Or, you know what? That's letter. That's letter size because that's come from the States.
Angus and Levins. There's a question that starts this letter off.
I just want you to match up this. I want to look that. What you're holding right there, my friend, is letter.
Okay.
That's A4. We've got an Australian piece here, and we've got a.
That's the American equivalent of A4 paper.
No, it's paper. That's okay, the great. Size.
Don't you just love Halloween? Yes. Is the question John asks. Please enjoy these goodies. Inside, there is a full set of 6 German lobby cards for Die Mask 2. What's German for Eins Fein? So, Die Mask Wein.
What are you saying?
Like Eins Fein, Drein. Apologies to the 3 German listeners we have for butchering the way you count.
Yeah. I don't know how to count in German.
Okay. As well as what I believe are American promo pins.
Wow.
So let's go through this. So
this is sick. This is finally our niche.
This is so incredible.
Wow. Can you just hold that up, please?
We have a manila envelope that says...
Die Maske nicht.
Einweg material, which I think means like... Not classified material, but like for you, this material is just for you, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
So this is promo, a promo package that went out with Son of the Mask 2 when it came out in Germany. And we have 6 beautiful A4 images, full color images from promo images from the movie. I'm going to flash you each image and you can describe them to our listeners.
Wait, is this like a Rorschach test? Do I have to tell you how I feel when I see it? All right, let me do that.
Okay, here we go.
Sick. I feel sick when I say that. And what we're seeing here is a picture of Jamie Kennedy pulling like a disgusting face. Well, you know what? I think this is the last scene of the movie when they're sitting down to watch his cartoon air or something. He's next to his wife. What's the baby called again? Albie?
Yeah, Alvie.
Alvie. And Alvie's just dead staring Otis.
Yep, Otis the dog.
I don't like that one that much.
No one's wearing a mask in this picture.
Yeah, you're right. Not a mask in sight.
Okay, next one. Now, almost there. We've got a mask in this image.
This is lovely. Okay, so we've got Jamie Kennedy, might I say, looking remarkably well. And that because that comes off the back of me logging onto his YouTube channel today, where he does not look remarkably well. He's holding the mask.
Die Mask.
Die Mask. DOS. Die Next Generation.
Yeah, Die...
Next Generation.
Yeah, the Next Generation. Die Next Generation.
Yeah. I would love to get a Rammstein beat going on and just us trying to read these.
Die Mask.
Die Mask nicht du.
Die Mask.
Die Next Generation. That's sick.
How does it make you feel?
That one gets me a little excited because it's like... The calm before the storm. You know what's next. You know, he's looking at that mask.
Okay, now we're ready to feel pretty putrid. Here we go.
Yeah, that's the fucking... You know what? It's pretty ugly kid too. I don't know if we have a close-up.
This picture is a close-up of the baby. I don't understand who sees this picture of just a smiling child in a high chair.
You know what? They would have done hours of testing.
The Son of the Mask logo
beneath
it. That's
a real clucky mother and grandparent.
We've got to see that sequel.
It's a clucky mother and grandparent targeted. I don't like that one.
He does look like a little bit German.
He's an ugly kid. I don't know if I've said that before. No, sorry. He's Australian.
That kid's Australian. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've been trying to track him down for the screening.
Okay.
So that's my least favorite.
Well, Nick, get ready for one of your most favorites because I don't even remember the scene in which this costume is worn.
Oh, I know. This is great. It's Jamie Kennedy as...
Tim Avery, the mask wearing Tim Avery.
The mask. And he's stumbled in. It's after the party. And it's just before, you know why? It's literally the calm before the storm. It's before he nuts in his wife. He goes, honey, I'm home.
Of course. Yeah, right. So he's only in this costume for eight seconds.
8 seconds. Yep. Yeah. And I think that's who he based his entire character off.
His
iteration. It's like a 50s dad, which he actually looks better with that hair. He has kind of a 50s
dad black haircut.
Yeah, not this Lego man. Yeah. The tie is funny too. I kind of like the offbeat tie.
So you and I obviously are we going to maybe try and split these into 3? I would love this one.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll have to come up with some kind of...
I think you might want this next one. Okay. Unfortunately, there's nothing from our favorite scene, but this next slide comes close.
Okay, yeah, I'll take. You can have all five. I will take that.
This is so horrible.
I'm going to frame that next to my Japanese poster. Well, if anyone has an Italian mask too, I want the Axis of Evil, just all the merch.
So we have Jamie Kennedy in mask as Team Avery next with to this, his like, wife.
Super camp purple outfit that wouldn't be out of place in
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Well, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and also Joker in Suicide Squad.
Oh, true.
Yeah, it looks very, very ready, very, very bespoke for two people, Jared Leto and Jamie Kennedy. And I love that one.
Glove. It's just the glove on the wife's shoulder.
I wouldn't want to smell that glove. Yeah.
So the wife is, they're both looking at something, and the wife's like, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
And her hair's being like blown, and then that's in stark contrast to Jamie Kennedy.
I need to take a photo of this. And wait, can you please hold the other one up of him as the dad? This is insane. Yuck.
Yeah, but so the in stark contrast to Jamie Kennedy in the picture, who just looks like he's just kind of smiling in the distance, and his hair is completely
motionless. It's funny because they're both looking at completely different things. And like,
and then we have the final image.
So this one, I think, is towards the start of the film.
Yep.
When he's like
regular old Jamie Kennedy holding his dog. No masks to be seen. This is
not
just
a mask in fucking sight, except the mask that Jamie Kennedy wears every day.
It's just so weird. Like for us, the standout scene of the movie is the nightclub scene.
It's a scene that everyone remembers too. It's all over YouTube to the point where it's out of sync for half of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to bring up the scene where he says, "Honey, I'm home because I need you to see this." Here it is, Son of the Mask, right next to Falcon and Winter Soldier. It's good. This is how I remember what I've watched this week.
I'm pretty sure Son of the Mask is a constant. Yeah,
free city. Literally. So it's straight after this. Let me just skip ahead.
Oh. Yeah, because everyone listening has heard this scene a million times.
He says this really badly too.
Here we go. He's finished the big musical number. Honey, I'm home. Yeah, right, so it was less than.
And he's already got another outfit.
What's gotten into you?
Let's find out.
Yeah, wow, there you go. He was
version.
In it for 2 seconds.
But how bad's that delivery?
Honey, I'm home.
Honey, like run out of breath.
Yeah, he used up.
Or they're making a vine and
honey.
They're like, you need to say it really quick because it's going to cut off the end of the vine.
You spent too long on honey, now you've got to say home.
Honey, I'm home. I was searching for an image from the film today just because. Well, you were like, you know what you need to do, fam.
Make some memes.
I need to make some noise. And it was great because I never save any of the source images on my computer just in case, you know, it's ever taken, confiscated from me. I think having Son of the Mask photos is worse than like terabytes of child porn. So I do a clean delete every time I make a Son of the Mask meme.
Oh, wow. Okay, sure.
So I always have to Google again. And it's good too because it brings up different searches and different like things.
I have.
And one of them just said like Jamie Kennedy. It was like the hero image of the article. And it was like Jamie Kennedy and Son of the Mask 2. He's not Jim Carrey and not at all good. Or something like that. And this was from like 2005. It was so brutal.
John didn't just give us these
Wait, is he German?
Promo
he's
images. So we also got two
which ones do you want me to take?
We can work this out off air. I imagine it's going to be a big clash.
Well, I'll take that. You don't want that, dude.
Or do we want to just keep them all together?
No, I want to frame it. I've got a museum going on in my office.
So we have one of these each. Son of the Mask in theaters, February 2005.
That's
beautiful,
huge.
Cardboard embossed badge pin.
So this is the second bit
big
of
too.
Apparel that's cardboard embossed, isn't it? You've got
the watch. I've got a cardboard Son of the Mask watch.
I'm off mic at the moment. I'm currently.
Yeah, you don't want to stab the Son of the Mask pin through your nipple. Death. Yeah, he bled out from the nipple because he stabbed a Son of the Mask pin through it.
Oh, how good's my lock screen? It just says
Son of the Mask.
Fucking hell. This movie lives in my fucking head.
Along with these gifts, a while ago I mentioned Elevens to start reading Saint Young Men, and I hope he hasn't because here you go, man. And he gave me the first volume of a manga called Saint Young Men.
Oh, wow.
Hikaru Nakamura, that looks like it's like a comedy manga about Buddha? Jesus and Buddha going to college together. Yeah. Looks great. You want to hold your mic again?
No.
No.
Just putting that mask off. I mean, I'm taking my badge off.
For Angus, please enjoy this.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
Please enjoy this Black Series Jar Jar Binks figure. It'll go perfectly with your other episode one merch.
That's amazing. That's like the nicest thing anyone's done for me.
Not the some of the Mask German promo photos.
No, that's
photos.
Like very good. This is amazing. This is the most heartfelt I've ever been on the planet. That's beautiful.
Wow, he's going to start burping.
I'm actually writing a piece on Jar Jar right now, and so this is, and I was looking at this today.
What's the like?
It's in defense of Jar Jar Binks. Okay, right. It's just like misunderstood.
I agree with that for sure.
Yeah. Give him actually, maybe that is so nice. Thanks so much, John. I won't say your surname. Oh, this is beautiful. This is so big. This is going to look so good. Oh man, he looks really hot on the back too.
It's a sexy Jar Jar.
I actually took a photo this morning. Because part of the article, I'm like, full disclosure, I am a Jar Jar freak, and laid out all of the merch I have. So
yes, amazing.
This is like great timing.
Now you can put this on top. Holy shit. Okay, so Angus just showed me the photo. Okay, so we have, is it like an oversized action figure on the left?
It's like one of those ones that's hybrid plush and plastic. You know those ones where like the body's plush and the heads and arms are plastic?
Yep. And then he's sitting atop a Jar Jar Binks skateboard. Mm-hmm. Then we have a Jar Jar Binks regular action figure.
No, that's, nothing regular about that. That is when he is Representative Binks and he represents Naboo in the Senate.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, fantastic. Then there's a...
fuck, man, this is insane.
A small bust, which
well,
I'm sure...
Well, there's a big bust going on
big
right
bust
now.
Over of Jar Jar's face with a big old tongue hanging out of it.
Yeah, that's like a sticky toy.
That's in front of Jar Jar Binks' 3D adventure game.
Yeah, which is a board game.
Then it's next to a small plushie of Jar Jar.
Yep, which has a pin on it, a Jar Jar Binks pin.
Oh, perfect. Next to that is a blow-up inflatable Jar Jar chair.
Which I'm yet to blow up just because I fear it having holes.
Yep. And then you have a little...
Tin.
A little tin.
It had Darth Maul's head on top, which I've got here, so it didn't suit the photo.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Then you have... all of this is sitting on top of a big tie-dye...
Jar Jar shirt.
Jar Jar t-shirt.
Yeah, one of the best.
With multiple Jar Jars on it. Mm. And then at the forefront of the photo, you have not one, but two of the Jar Jar motorized lollipops. Unfortunately, both have their lollipop tongue removed, but you can still, you can imagine. Definitely.
Yeah, you could also pop a chopper chop in there.
Well, there's definitely something missing from the middle foreground, and now we know exactly what that's going to be.
That's like so nice. I'm so blown away.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, this is the perfect gift. Son of the Mask promo items from wherever in the world you can find them. There are limited amounts of them left, so snap them up.
And send them away with
a Jar Jar Binks related piece of episode one merchandise.
Well, you don't have to. That's just, I mean, the bar's been said now.
And then it's like a manga for me.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's great present. Thanks for a perfect present.
Suddenly I have a favorite listener.
We're not done yet. Oh. And finally, I'm a painter over here in the States and I wanted to include
He's not a painter anywhere else?
Just in the States.
That's interesting. I like that. It's kind of like how you can be a doctor somewhere, but then you end up being a taxi driver in another place. Well, you know what? I recognize your painting, John. If ever you want to do a portrait of the boys.
He said, I want to include a print of one of my shitty paintings. I hope that one of you are Power Rangers fans. So Angus, obviously a much bigger Power Rangers fan than me. Here's this awesome.
Oh, that's like super good.
Yeah. So it's a picture of the Red Ranger.
He's let himself go a bit, I think.
Yeah. Like almost like wearing it like a wrestling mask. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck that. That is dope.
With a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Damn. My office is getting real pimped out. That's gorgeous.
Yeah. Sick.
Man, that rules.
Hold on. Let's see if there's some social media we can shout out.
Yeah. At,
Boogie. At Banksy.
At Boogie. _ dance.
Here we go. It's at JGUARNERI 96.
Everyone follow that now.
John
and say,
Guarneri. At JGuarneri 96. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Beautiful gift. John, no, it's definitely JOHN.
No, I'm just saying for our Spanish listeners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not what I expected.
Okay.
So that's a a beautiful way to begin the show, and it's only going to get more beautiful from here because lots of great content drops.
Oh, I got while we're on Son of the Mask.
We've got some Son of the Mask updates.
Yeah. Well, no, Jamie I recently just had to go feed pets at somebody's house for them.
Uh-huh.
Before I went, I printed off a.
You can say it. It's your girlfriend that you met on the PayFam Discord.
But I printed off a few Son of the Mask screen caps and littered the house. That's why
I
was running.
You need to train her pets to say...
first word. Because, you know, dogs
ID.
And cats. Yeah. ID.
Or just,
So, a few of those around the house. Excellent. Which, when this is out, I would say had been discovered, so I don't mind dropping that nugget of information.
So, this week, Jamie Kennedy... Someone alerted
how many
me.
Minutes? Again, half an hour and the bulk of it on.
Well, no. So, everyone, you know, we've talked about it before. He did that big video about like the first part of his Son of the Mask.
Oh, yeah. And then it got, what really got a little sidetracked video. Because of a little Deadline interview.
Yeah.
which has been funny. I've seen him on Twitter this week retweeting like red pill dudes being like, Jamie Kennedy's good. Don't. This is what the liberal media does.
Yeah, yeah. He's very against cancel culture.
Yeah, wait till he reads the Bluey article. Son of Bluey.
So, if you go to Jamie Kennedy's page.
Which one? YouTube?
On YouTube.
Oh, wait. Have we spoken about his Patreon yet?
Oh, no. We will in a minute. Yeah. But he put up the Son of the Mask, the Untold Story, which now currently sits at just under 200,000 views, which is pretty amazing. Number two comment is me in all caps. Don't you just love
Halloween?
Oh,
this is amazing. This is the definition of petty. I love this.
350 likes on that comment.
Mm.
And one of those likes was by
Jamie Kennedy.
One of the first five likes on the comment was by Jamie Kennedy himself. We got the very, you know,
now
we got to
note
you
that your account is your name.
That's right.
Which has been, recently sent to him, in a request. A cameo request.
Yes, of course.
So I'm starting to think, maybe he got the request. Maybe he saw that. He's like, wait a minute, I've seen that name somewhere. And then he realized what we're doing.
And like every single reply to the comment is just people like quoting like
it's so
ID.
Good. Every time I post something on any platform now, I get ID. Maybe I left in my other pants. And don't you just love Halloween? It's so good. It's fucked, but it's so good.
Anyway, so Jamie Kennedy was one of the first people to like that comment.
He's one of the first to unlike it.
He's since unliked, as of this week, he has unliked my comment on his YouTube channel.
What I love about that is also one of our beautiful listeners discovered that, which is, yes. I like to think that we have these beautiful members of the familia, as we've said, who are actually like constantly, you know, now they're sending us Son of the Mask merch.
Shouts to Leonardo Talavera.
Leo Talavera, yeah, yeah.
Who discovered
Leo
it.
Leonardo TiCaprio.
The leader of the
Ninja Turtles, yeah, except for that
and the YouTube comments
reboot where it's like April or something. No. Jamie Kennedy,
you sound like
would
Jamie
hate
Kennedy,
that.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I said it. What was I thinking?
Yeah. Anyway, but the big news of the week, because I was like, man, what are we going to talk about this week? Obviously, we're going to talk about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Obviously, we've got at least half an hour on Son of the Mask.
Well,
that we can you know, still pull got out a few.
How many times have you been asked for ID recently? Because every time I'm asked, it's like.
I think
my pocket
I'm
is
officially
missing.
I'm too old to be ID'd.
I still get asked. I got asked like last week buying beer to bring to your party.
That's sick.
Yeah, they're like, I get asked all the time still, and it's just like, I just wish they had that. I wish it was like a secret language where they're like ID, and then I could whip out a
IV.
I'm gonna have to carry one around.
Like, oh man, I love that scene.
You're like, bro, yeah, I was in that movie as an extra. I was that ugly baby.
Yeah, maybe maybe the goal should be to go to an event at Curzon Hall where it was filmed.
Yeah.
And get ID'd there.
That's the dream. You know, I was looking as part of your birthday present to get a tour there, but they're only offering virtual ones now. No cap. They have a website. It's like you can take a virtual tour of Curzon Hall.
That sucks, but also
yeah,
maybe,
I know.
Maybe we should do it. Do commentary.
Well,
we're
gonna do a.
As in, like,
one.
Someone takes you on a virtual tour, or you do a
pre-branded
one.
I think they're like videos they've filmed, and you can. Or
you've
got to
pay
around.
For it, or
I don't know. When I saw the word virtual, I got angry. I was like, yeah. This would be so good. You and I just a night at Curzon Hall, just saying, just legs out the limo. Would have to get a car there and just wear the same shoes. It's psychotic, isn't it?
I can't wait till we put on our Son of the Mask art exhibition and screening.
Oh, I can't wait till like we're admitted into a hospital. Just someone, just like, what were you thinking?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare. A leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey.
If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So the Fast 9 second trailer dropped.
Trailer 2. I mean, this movie, you know, pre-COVID would have almost been 10 months old and my favorite movie of 2020.
Yeah.
Had it stuck to... Had no one taken a bite out of a pangolin.
And for this, I mean, this is almost like, for me, I guess, the light at the end of the tunnel. I feel like Universal aren't releasing this movie until people can see it safely in cinemas, yeah. Right? Like, I feel like this is the one
that's a family movie. They're holding on to.
They know how much money they can make off it if people 100%. Are allowed to go to cinemas again.
Yeah. I think Vin Diesel is probably in development of the vaccine and the administration process.
I mean, I've got some great Vinny quotes that have come out in the last
couple
of days.
His Instagram has been popping lately, just with little sprinkles of inspiration.
Yeah. So we got the second trailer for Fast 9. Obviously, the first trailer came out like early last year, I think it was.
Yeah, that's right.
Had the
it's kind of a similar trailer.
It's just the Kid See Ghosts remix.
Yeah, and it still does.
Yeah.
It's very similar trailer. In fact, it has all of the same beats.
Right, but then you got magnets, bro. You've got.
But they're in the last one.
Not as much. This is like.
Magnets. No, it was like that was the way the last trailer ended with the plane. It's exactly the same.
Oh no, but like as in like the Fast crew with the magnets as they're racing through town, putting on magnets. That's
some sick.
Shit.
Yeah.
Magnet plane. Yeah, I know. We get a bunch.
We know that.
People are complaining about Charlize Theron's hair in this, but like
she had dreadlocks in the last one.
So much, a much.
She looks like Angelina Jolie in Hackers.
Yes, totally.
Yeah, in the in Eight. I'm glad that we have a villain who's recurring now.
Yeah, fully.
Because not that it's a fault, but you know, it's bizarre she hasn't joined the crew yet, which seems to be the you know, the way most of the villains work.
Well, yeah, because Luke Evans is 6, right? And then
Luke Evans is sick. He gets killed. Well, he's sick. He's forever. Oh no, he's not killed.
He just sent to jail.
He gets sent to jail, and then Shaw revenge kills Han. Well,
yep.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Justice
or
Han.
Did he? Because Han is very present in this trailer.
Very much alive, eating snacks.
He's eating snacks.
Yeah. I love Obi-Wan Kenobi is Han.
They get like, they're like, oh yeah, people love it when he eats snacks.
That's his thing.
So we'll have to make sure he eats snacks.
Yeah,
that's
his like chewy growl.
What snacks does he eat?
I don't know. He's always eating like a packet of something.
Yeah.
And also there's a shot of the dude from Tokyo Drift in it.
Bow Wow.
No, not Bow Wow, the white guy.
Oh, yeah, right.
You see him in one frame. It's when they're like, is this a rocket strapped to a Pontiac? And he's like, yeah, cool, huh? And he's like, no, it's not cool.
Yeah, because this one of the end beats of the trailers is Tyrese and Luda in space.
Yeah.
Orbiting the Earth
just
in
the
a car.
Best. Just the best shit. Just so good.
Yeah.
Wait, this is trailer 3, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know.
No, it actually says second trailer, so... It's number two. It's Vi.
Okay, well, I think I've run into a problem.
What's wrong?
So, you know how you've been getting... You've watched Son of the Mask so much, you're getting the wrong video. It literally played for me the same trailer that I saw last year.
Oh. Should we watch the real one?
Yeah,
right,
do you mind?
Now, live? I mean, I think,
I was
think
like,
our listeners
the space thing
would
I didn't
adore
see,
it.
And every time I click on it, I couldn't see it. I was like, what are they talking about? Look. Oh. Okay, this was a completely different one.
Okay, so we have...
Fuck, I haven't seen this.
Okay, this is great. Amazing.
There he is.
Yep.
Oh.
Tyrese, Luda.
Heard y'all needed a little love out here.
So I think they're fully admitting that Paul Walker's character's dead in this. Tyrese sucks within 20 seconds of this thing starting.
I'm so sorry for saying this stuff about the trailer, but it did play the other one, and I even logged on when I got home.
Did you tell me that you watched it twice this morning?
Well, I did, and I was like, this is awfully familiar. But still, that's a testament of how good that trailer is.
How dare you call the familiar awful?
Yeah. No, I said this is... Yeah, you know what I mean.
I know.
But what I want to say is that is a testament to how good the original trailer is.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, it still has that kid see ghost
thing. I was like,
I'm
pretty sure it doesn't, but okay,
that's
sure.
That's so weird. Because I literally watched it off that link and then watched it on my browser at home when I was on Discord and someone was like, oh, isn't amazing the last shot? And I was like, we've seen this before. Fuck that.
I'm excited for you to see the magnets, same. Dude.
Fuck, this rules.
There's some...
Dom's brother. Jacob.
Big Johnny C. No.
Little brother.
Long time, Dom.
Yes. Oh, dude, that rules.
So I don't know what John Cena's world is.
He looks like a covert op. I love they're back in Tokyo.
Yep.
Bow Wow.
Han with a sniper rifle. There he is. Snacking. Is that the new hacker girl from the...
I think so.
Area?
Fuck.
Tackling him off a zip line.
It's like Uncharted, isn't it?
Yeah. And then you see Vin Diesel's head just...
Yeah, that was in the last trailer too.
Helen Mirren.
Fuck. Oh, yes.
Serious. Yes. Magnetized cars.
Oh, another Kanye trap EDM remix. Oh my god, dude. Boom. Oh man.
So now there's a big truck.
It's like
flipping.
The size of a skyscraper.
Yeah. We're about to get so much more stupid.
Oh, man. He jumped in a car that flipped and drove it.
Are you ready?
No. I'm like sweating. Oh, I even said this morning I was sweating.
That's so funny that wow. Oh. I'm so glad I got to watch you watch it for the first time.
It's so good, man. It's the first time like things have seen normal post COVID. Fuck.
So yeah, obviously John
Cena.
It
was funny. I watched Too Fast last night.
What are your thoughts on Fast 2? Too Fast.
I like it more now than I once did, and I know that I was always ranking it low. Maybe the lowest.
Right.
But no, not at all. I think the fashion in it is next level. The music's sick. It's way more stylish than the first movie.
It's really well directed.
Super well directed.
It's very mean-spirited. And
it's mean-spirited. And Tyrese, like the characters in it are so like... I kept like insisting that like... Oh, the characters are very different in three films' time. Like Tyrese basically becomes...
Like
Chris
goofy
Tucker
comic
from
relief.
Rush Hour, essentially. Yeah. But in this, he's like... A really angry con.
He's so rude.
And he like has no sleeves and like punches things and steals stuff. And now he's like, but it's funny too seeing Luda in it because he's got like huge afro.
That's right.
Like he's like the garage guy who fixes your cars. Yep. But now he like is a hacker. And he's like really swiftly dressed, short hair, like very like the nerd of the group almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny. But it's just like It is sick watching it. Like, it is really slick. And the Miami setting is great.
It has one of the gnarliest deaths in the series, too. That dude
who gets the dude with the...
smashed by the wheels of the car.
Oh, that too. Yeah. There's that torture scene, too, where he gets like...
Oh, my God, with the rats. Yeah,
and it's like the dirty cop from Batman Begins.
That's like one of the most out of place scenes in the entire franchise.
Yeah, just the bad guy. And it's sick. You got Ava Mendez. Yeah, there's heaps of good shit in it that I do overlook. Plus... Paul Walker's drip is insane in it. He's wearing like Dickies shorts.
Yes.
He looks like he's in Blink-182.
And they brought back Ava Mendez.
At the end of 5.
That's right.
She sends the document to, I think, to The Rock that's like, Thingy's alive.
They have so much fun with like bringing different cast members back. Yeah.
It's so good. It's like a telenovela. You know what I mean? Everyone has had a form of amnesia, died, or whatever.
So there is an interview with Vin Diesel about John Cena. And
this today?
Yep. And here's a beautiful quote from Vin Diesel. It's in Cinema Blend. He says, "I remember once we started getting closer to production, Justin Lin and I would talk about how harrowing it would be to actually cast a new Toretto, the brother of Toretto. There's so many different directions you could go. And I remember John Cena coming into this Dom shrine that I had where I would kind of go to meditate and train and start getting into that Dom state of mind."
What do you think's in a Dom shrine? What do you think? Like singlets, no sleeves.
Coronas,
no sleeve zone, like...
Like just family photo albums,
car like tool stuff like that. Do you reckon it looks like a chop shop? Do you
think No, definitely. Yeah.
I think there's like a lot of crucifixes hanging from certain things, rosary beads.
Just like huge car
Paul
parts.
Walker wall.
Yeah, definitely.
Huge wall devoted to Paul.
A Billy the Bass fish that sings.
See
it's
you
been
again.
A long time. Yeah.
Huge. Fuck! I actually want to build that. I want a Dom shrine.
So yeah, you start getting into that Dom state of mind.
What actor does that? No one does. That's some Tom Cruise levels of insanity. I love it. Like,
and yeah, for a role which is essentially
and you're monosyllabic.
From a role where you,
I find him like
a CGI double.
I like
of
the
you
family, and I find him like one of the least likable members of the family.
No, shut up. He's the best.
Having watched one, like he doesn't come across. There's
I love him
in
one
where he's redeeming.
I
actually,
love
no
him in
one.
One
he's the nicest.
Yeah.
He gets kind of meaner in 4. I don't like him.
4's not a good movie.
4's the worst one.
Yeah. But like the movie where like I didn't like Fast like a lot of the middle act of Fast 8 where he's the bad he's pretending
he
to be the bad guy.
Because that's
when he's unlikable.
Yeah.
Because he's very unconvincing. But like the start of that movie, the Cuba race that like calls back
one,
to the
I
first
think he
movie,
is the best because he you
he's
see the
so
soft
good
side.
In one. Are you kidding? Yeah.
I don't know. I just think Vin, I don't know. You know I Vin isn't my favorite actor. I like him as a person. I just think he's
your favorite artist, musical 100%, artist.
Yeah, of course he is.
Who goes out on a Tuesday night.
Maybe I'm looking...
The first person brave enough to ask that.
Maybe I'm looking at him too much as Vin the artist and not as Vin the actor.
Dude.
And that's on him because he is so talented.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to like stop thinking like Kygo for 1 second and start thinking like
Paul Walker. Has Kygo followed Vin back
yet? Something like Justin Lin.
Has he followed him back yet?
That's so
just
funny.
Did not mention it.
Didn't mention that he made a song with Vin
Or a record label.
Yeah, that's right.
Or a studio. Or a like headphone.
But getting back to the quote, Vin says, "And I remember John coming in and call this crazy, but I remember feeling as though Paul Walker, had sent him in."
How good's going, Pablo, and then correcting yourself to the... To the interviewer, that's Paul Walker.
"I remember talking to Justin that night and saying, my gut and my heart feels like this was meant to be."
This is like the most Vin Diesel sentiment ever. I fucking love it. I love it. Do you also think it's funny that do you think he's just like, I don't want what happened with the last wrestler I invited on my set? Do you think he gave him a stern word?
He's so mad at...
Dwayne's not in this.
Yeah, because he was in Hobbs and Shaw or like...
Yeah, I don't know. Look... There's a lot of he says, she said. There's
was it Tyrese or Vin that called him out on Instagram?
Well, Tyrese called him out and said the reason that his daughter can't get like a pretend... He blamed Rock for a hypothetical hospitalization of his daughter.
Yeah.
It was so bizarre. He's like, if my daughter gets sick and dies, it's like on you. It was the equivalent of that.
I can't believe...
And Tyrese was posting
in a movie in a movie where Tyrese is in the cast, you say Vin is your least favorite of La Familia.
I guess I don't even consider Tyrese cast. No, I didn't say least. I said bottom. I just find like Dom kind of unlikable.
Okay, rank La Familia.
Number one, I reckon Han.
Yeah, I love Han. I'm so excited Han's
number
back.
Two, like Hobbs.
Okay.
I think he's like
Hobbs. Hobbs, like my favorite moment in Seven is
when
he breaks out of the cast. Yeah.
Hobbs is
but
great.
But I hated Hobbs and Shaw. So
I didn't hate Hobbs and Shaw. I had a lot of fun with that.
Okay.
Luda.
That's great. Yeah.
Just because he's like a terrible actor. And maybe Paul Walker.
No, Luda's a fine. Like
he's better than Tyree.
Yeah.
Maybe then Paul Walker.
Okay, yeah.
There's, you know, he's a handsome man. He's very easy to look at.
This is one of our most controversial.
This
rankings,
is very controversial. Yeah. This is more controversial than some people's rankings. Then maybe Vin.
Where's Michelle Rodriguez?
But she's getting in. I don't like her either. I just find them like both quite sour. Like it's a toxic relationship.
Yeah, that's true. They're the serious ones.
Yeah, I just found them a bit. Their vibes a bit off.
What about Paul Walker's sister?
She's pretty. I like her in the first one. She gets kind of naggy in the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
She gets a little. You know, I kind of wish. She,
what about Gal?
I kind of wish she was making tuna sandwiches some more and had some less screen time.
What about Gal Gadot?
She's garbage.
Okay, she's down pretty low. I was genuinely bummed when her character dies.
I wasn't. She has the acting. Like, there's more. There's more acting in her than these. There's more acting in these German Mask 2
promo shots.
Yeah, Foyer shots, and then she has an ounce of her body.
Yeah, I mean, but is it 6? It also has that like one where it's like, oh, we have to get a file off this hacker, and so she walks in a bikini, and like it just cuts to Luda and Tyrese just going, like eye fucking her for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's 5.
That's
or
one
6.
Of the horniest scenes in Fast and the Furious. You have to respect it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she like falls off a plane or something.
Yeah, yeah. And then Han dies at the end. They both die within 10 minutes. And he's like, damn, she died. I'm going to go to Tokyo like she always wanted me to.
That's right.
And then, I don't know. I really have a soft spot for The Rock in it. He's like,
yeah, he's so fucking good.
He like leans into that role so much and just like owns it. Like,
yeah,
with him you can tell that like he's like, huh, this is funny. But with Vin, you're just like, one thing I do respect with Vin, he's like, this is the most serious, important film ever made. Where I think The Rock knows it's
his franchise.
The Rock knows it's not that, but is also responsible, I think, for a lot of its re-energizing. In the like,
oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I think it's like a really, I could see just even by saying that out loud, I can see where the beef comes from. Rock, who is, you know, Vin hasn't been in all.
What
the
did
films.
He? What did he call himself?
Franchise Viagra.
That's right. Yeah.
Which he is.
Yeah.
He shared a post the other day about running for president. With someone said he should, and he's like, he's awfully flattered and would love to serve the country, and thinks the world's ready for a Samoan-born, tattooed, ripped president. I was like, fuck. I would move to America in a heartbeat.
Oh, can you imagine how much more they're going to spend on defense if Rock is president?
Well, he was the first guy to know about Bin Laden, remember?
What?
Google Bin Laden Rock tweet.
For real?
Yeah, legit.
He tweeted it before anyone else did?
Like 2 hours before it was confirmed. He's like very proud of our like US SEALs today or something. Or he's like, God bless America. And everyone figured out he was like speaking about the Bin Laden.
Okay, so this is from 2012. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. How The Rock knew about Bin Laden. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, oddly enough, sent out one of the earliest tweets about the death of Osama Bin Laden last year. Just got word that will shock the world. Land of the free, home of the brave, damn proud to be an American, he wrote at the time.
What's amazing is while he did that, mere hours later, John Cena informed everybody watching WWE. Remember?
Really?
Have you seen that footage too?
No, I don't know. My Bin Laden wrestling knowledge is pale.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know. You're looking like a real idiot right now. I can't believe you haven't seen this one. It's one of my favorite videos of all time.
That's so funny. Why did he know? He goes, if I have to tell you, I won't have to kill you, but I'll have to behead you. That's
funny. See, he's funny. Yeah, he's great.
He says, I've got my sources. I got friends in high places and low places. It was a very interesting day. The individuals who were there were proud to let me know. I knew the president was going to give his speech. I thought he was going to give it at a certain time. And so I thought, I think it's appropriate that I tweet, I'm damn proud to be an American, and keep it in that space without giving away too much information.
Well, the beautiful bookend to this, and wow, this has like been very serendipitous. The John Cena... Yeah, there you go. John Cena, Bin Laden. It's auto-completed it. John Cena reveals news of Bin Laden.
This is, wow, live. This is amazing.
I'm out here every night with hustle, loyalty, respect on my sleeve.
This is on the official channel.
This is a fucking amazing, man.
Adopted to the men and women this country.
Can you explain what he's wearing?
Is it jorts?
Yeah. And nothing else.
We have caught and compromised to a permanent end Osama bin Laden.
And now the audience is like shocked, like, what? What? Like clapping, cheering, in disbelief. Imagine finding out through John Cena live.
This is the most patriotic I've ever felt. And you're like basking in the
Yeah, yeah, like he, yeah, totally.
Which I think, do you reckon like that was a plot point? To get the audience and just like, is this part of the show?
This is something tonight. But I feel damn proud to be an American.
Oh wow! So everyone that has an American flag tattoo, which, as you can imagine, is surprisingly a lot of the audience, is flexing it in front of the camera. What song is that? He's like, yeah, he's like high-fiving everyone in the USA. Wow, what a ridiculous moment! John Cena, like the hardest, the most flexing salute ever.
It's an incredible video, isn't it?
That's, I mean, what a crazy time.
Yeah. It's crazy to think that Barack Obama was president then.
Yeah.
Because that's like some very Trump behavior. Like this, like the...
We got him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Did you ever see that? What was the movie about the guy who... Is it Chris Pratt, isn't it?
Yeah.
He plays the guy who shot
Navy.
Bin Laden.
Yeah. What is it called? Like
the Lego Movie.
Lego Movie 2. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. He gets Bin Laden's mixtape. Well, he wasn't such Laden's a he wasn't such a bad guy after all.
I hate this Michael Jackson song.
remember they found his hard drive and it had like pirated anime on it?
And South Park, was it?
Yeah.
No, he's in,
oh, no.
He's in
South he had Park. Like pirated anime.
Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah. Osama bin Laden was a weeb with seven wives. What's that means he's not a weeb.
No, it's a, he was sewing in his own harem.
Oh, yeah. Mega, he didn't really have, like, a harem. He just had waifus. He had pillows. What's that seal? What's that movie
he
called?
He had seven pillows.
Operation, like...
Dumbo Drop.
Get him to the Greek. I watched it on a plane. It was funny. I was on a flight coming back from America, and I watched that in Lincoln. It's like, damn, I better jam up my US references.
Who, you know, who is absent from that trailer is Mr. Natural, or is it Kurt Russell's character, Mr. Nobody?
Yeah, Mr. Natural's nice. I like that. That's like a naked squad.
Is that mental as anything?
Yeah, I hope he's in it.
And who is the dude?
Little
Nobody.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood's son.
Crazy.
Yeah,
and it's funny.
There's a great scene in 8. How good's the prison breakout scene with The Rock and Jason Statham?
Best scene in the best scene.
Yeah, best scene in the movie.
That and the
The ice.
No, I understand why. Wait, is that? I understand why.
And the airplane scene.
Let's make a Hobbs and Shaw movie because their scenes together are so good.
It's again, this is a good organic lead-in. It's like the what you understand why they made a Falcon Winter Soldier series based off that scene in Civil War when they're in a car together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, oh,
this is lightning in a bottle.
That's right. We are going to get to that maybe in PayFam this week because there's one more. You know, we've spoken about
Son of the Mars, Tick.
Yeah,
but no, I'm trying to figure out the two things we think about.
We've spoken about The Rock. We've spoken about John Cena. There's one more wrestler who starred in a trailer this week.
Bad Bunny.
Oh man, that was sick. Did you watch?
Yeah, I meant to send that. Yeah, watch that.
That's the most wrestling I've ever watched in my life.
He's great.
Bad Bunny's. Yeah, he's like the
that moves. Rules. I hope he pivots completely to wrestling.
Oh, I really like his music.
No, I mean like he's had a good career. Like this is amazing. He could if he plays his cards right, he could be in Fast 11. I mean, he's, you know, of color.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a big prerequisite to join the Familia.
Yeah, sure.
In fact,
yeah.
I don't think there's a white person on the team anymore.
Yeah, they killed him.
Yeah. Well, he killed himself. Well, no, he sped and... Don't speed.
Don't speed.
Do you know, I got a little... Some hair stick up on the back of my neck in the Fast movies when I see Paul Walker racing. I'm just... Slow down. You know, he doesn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, it's a bummer, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, also, he had a 16-year-old girlfriend, but... Jerry Seinfeld would have one too, so sometimes the greats just don't play by the rules. I'm not endorsing anything here. I just maybe I don't know what states they were in. Maybe there's different.
Yeah,
I don't. Maybe this is a platform where those women can come on and talk about.
Look, Jerry, if you want to make it right, crash your car.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I'm not going to say anything else.
Fair enough.
It's not payfair.
But Dave Bautista is who I was talking about.
Oh, yes. A wrestler. Grey Link. Yeah.
Who is the star of a new trailer by acclaimed...
He's also starred in a movie with Chris Pratt.
...filmmaker Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
The Army of the Dead.
Army of the Dead.
And it's a...
Amazing that he has two movies in his repertoire with both and with Of the Dead and they're not related to one another.
What's Of the Dead? It's the other one.
Dawn of the Dead. His first film.
This is like a direct like reference to that, right?
Well, I guess it is.
It's not zombie stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Who owns the Of the Dead? Is that just like up for public domain?
Who owns dead people?
Yeah. M. Night Shyamalan, obviously.
Well, yeah, you owned Paul Walker a minute ago, so.
And Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, he's not dead yet, though.
Maybe he is. Maybe you heard this. Yeah, I always see the photo of him and his like 16-year-old girlfriend pop up on Instagram.
Well, why?
Well, it's just like those 90s nostalgia accounts.
Right. Remember when pedophilia was okay?
When what? Yeah. Remember when like it was like everyone liked Woody Allen movies?
Is he like, were it not COVID times, like Woody Allen still like performs jazz every Friday? And
I'm sure he does.
To a sold out crowd in New York.
They're very forgiving people. New Yorkers,
yeah. Not only if pedophiles. You're one of their own.
Yeah.
Pedophiles are very forgiving. But yeah, the Army of the Dead trailer for Netflix came out. And
yep.
I was like, oh, wow, like the first like half of that trailer.
I was shocked it was in color and it was not quite 4:3.
And I was like, well, there's no like direct Jesus references. What's going on?
Mm.
And I was like, hold on a minute. I haven't seen the zombies yet. And every zombie is like Jesus.
Yeah, every zombie is.
Because it's set in Vegas and so they're all like showgirls or like Elvis impersonators and they're covered in like
which encrusted- should be cool. Like you hear that and that would make a cool video game. You know what I mean? Like a yeah. good-
But they all look like zombified Jared Leto Jokers.
Yeah, they're all very extreme looking. It'd be nice. I would like a little reference to Siegfried and Roy in it. I think that would be nice.
Zombified
maybe ones. The tiger was.
So there's a zombie tiger in this.
Yeah, I was into that.
Yeah, it didn't look as cool as it should though.
No, it looked kind of low budget. Pretty yeah, you in can. This. Yeah, yeah, it's he's not playing with those. He yeah, it's
well,
almost,
maybe if his fans yell for 3 years after, Snyder after cut. This movie yeah. comes out, they'll be able to get a little extra CGI.
Tig Notaro is in it, right?
Yeah,
yeah. It's kind of a bonkers cast.
I mean, I've liked Dave Bautista a lot.
He's so great. I love him in Blade Runner.
He's like one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love him. He's one of the top tier MCU characters.
That's probably my favorite scene in the movie. I love that. That's
such a great opening. Yeah.
2049, so good.
So good. And I think I've said it before to you, it was the original opening to the original script of the first film.
Oh, right.
But they couldn't do it because of budget.
You have told me that before. That's cool.
And it's like word for word the same.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in Dune. Which I'm so pumped about. Now, Dune is the biggest dick cast.
Yeah, that is a crazy cast.
You got Momoa. You got all the big guns. Now, when's Momoa going to join the Fast franchise? When's he going to ditch?
He would be so good in Fast.
When's he
going to
ditch the Zeros?
Yeah.
Join the Heroes.
I like Cena. I'm like really excited for him in Suicide Squad.
We know he's going to do a heel turn and join the...
Yeah, of course. Do you reckon Charlize Theron will or she'll just remain bad?
I would like to have like someone who is just bad and also like stupidly attractive and just
yeah
doesn't make sense. Which is what this series, you know, thrives itself on.
So who's your worst familiar?
Let me get a cast list.
Tyrese, right? Tyrese.
Oh, Tyrese is a hard...
And then the new hacker from the last movie.
Yeah, the fact that you and I couldn't even recognize if that was her or not
yep.
shows the impact
pretty
she had.
Pretty low wrong.
Fast, furious characters. Yeah, my favorite's Han, I think. I don't know why. There's something nice about him.
I'd go like, yeah, Han, Vin, Luda.
So you're a big Vin dude. Maybe I need so to reconsider great. Vin.
Like, it's bonkers that you wouldn't. I would put Michelle Rodriguez pretty close up there just because like Letty's so good as a... But then,
you know, this is something I need to consider longer.
Six sucks though as a movie. Like, yeah. But she's pretty good in it. Like her getting her memories back and all that kind of stuff. That part of the movie is pretty fun.
Yeah.
And there's like a 40
in London.
Is that, oh, yeah, yeah. They go to London a lot.
They go to London a lot. This next, like all of Hobbs and Shaw was in London and a lot of this movie's in London.
Yeah, well, it makes sense because Shaw is a Londoner, a fellow.
A Londoner.
He's a beanman.
Yeah, he's a fellow, he's a chimney sweep.
I'm a beanman.
And Helen Mirren, I guess.
Yeah.
But there is a Shaw in this movie.
For sure there is. I hope Kurt Russell shows up. But then I think he was in it too much in 8.
Was he? I don't think so. He just gave him a mission, didn't he?
Yeah. It's so funny that like what these movies are trying to be and do now. Like rumors are that 9 and 10 are going to be a two-parter.
Well, I read Justin Lin said he sees this as the first part of a trilogy to end the series.
Okay, right.
Just such a funny sentence. It's like, yeah, this is the first part of a trilogy I'm making to end. Because he's doing all final three, isn't he?
Yep.
Who's going to do... Yeah. Who did 8? Someone else did, didn't they? Oh, the guy that did...
6.
Straight Out of Compton.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm glad Justin's back for 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, definitely. Did he do 5 and 7?
I think so. I'm just vibing now. Fast Furious... Oh. He did everything from Drift to 6 and Fast 9. So he did Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, Fast 5, Fast 6. So
who did Fast 7?
And he also did Star Trek Beyond and True Detective Season 2.
That's right.
Mm.
James Wan is who did Fast 7.
Yeah.
James Wan did Aquaman, right?
Yeah, he did Fast 7.
Well, I liked Fast 7 a lot more than Aquaman.
Yeah, same.
And so did Rotten Tomato Town. Oh, yeah. I mean, do you count... If we count The Rock as familiar, then yeah, right. He's probably pretty high up there. Do you count Hobbs as Shaw as familiar as well?
Yeah, I do now, especially after...
Okay, all right. Maybe we could... What if we do like ranking, like S rank, A rank, B rank?
So, yeah, let's do that for next week.
Okay,
all right. So I need to actually spend some time.
Okay. Good move.
Otherwise, I'm going to say stuff that I can't
take back.
That I might regret. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like anything else that's been said on the pod
in
tonight.
The last 10 minutes, definitely not. No. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Hey Fam, everyone. But guess what? It doesn't have to be the end. You know, Paul Walker made sure that Fast 7 was his last movie, but this doesn't have to be the last episode of Hey Fam for you because, I mean, this week, obviously we're coming back next week, but if you can't wait that long, like so many of us are waiting for Fast 9, you can get PayFam, which is another hour of Hey Fam goodness.
Imagine if you could pay to have an extra Fast movie every time a new one came out.
Hey Fam could be good.
That's something I'd be a part of.
But it could be better. Hey Fam is good, but it could be better. Yeah. That works, right?
Yes. Sorry, I was taken by the Jar Jar.
Just staring longingly into Jar Jar's plastic eyes. We do an episode for our Patreon every single week, and you can access it by going to patreon.com/heyfam. We've got a lot of annual subscribers sign up in the last week, which is cool.
Really?
You save a bunch of money. You pay for a year of PayFam.
Wow.
And we get a nice big chunk, which we can spend on Star Wars toys.
Well, no, preserving a bit of Australian history known as Son of the Master.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Our proudest moment.
Yeah.
It
goes Olympics.
Down the
Son
bottom.
Son of the Mask.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Olympics down the bottom.
Yeah.
Son of the Mask at the top, and we just get in the middle somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
This week on PayFam, we're going to be talking about the latest episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I'm also going to be ranking all the animals I saw at the zoo last week.
Oh, that was after this, wasn't it? Yeah, that's right. That was after last week's episode.
Yeah, yeah. I went to the zoo. Got to stay in a private like room at
Well, no, what I think you should do is liken each animal to a Fast character.
But who knows what I'll do?
I think that's probably better.
But yeah, Falcon the Winter Soldier talk. Also, I'm completely up to date on Solar Opposites.
Alien show, right?
And we have a special guest, actually. A special guest for PayFam this week.
Really?
Yeah, so head over to patreon.com/heyfam. Angus doesn't even know who the secret guest is.
I'm getting surprised a lot today.
Yep,
not a burp in sight, though.
Come join us over at patreon.com/heyfam. $5 a month is all it costs to get an extra episode of HeyFam every single week. And I have a feeling that this week is going to be one of the best ones.
You heard it here first.
Now we have final product.
Final product.
See you, everybody. Bye.
Bam, 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 bam. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.